The news now with Karen Carty.
Dublin City Council is set to become the latest local authority in the capital to vote to increase the property tax next year. If the vote passes, as expected this evening, householders in three of Dublin's four local authority areas will see a rise in the local property tax alongside a separate revaluation of the local property tax bands. Some householders could face an increase of up to 34% after revaluation and the new rates are applied. Our Eastern correspondent, Samantha Labrerie.
Since the introduction of the local property tax more than a decade ago, councillors have the power to increase or decrease the base rate of the tax by 15%. Dublin City councillors have always applied the full discount, but as part of a coalition agreement last year, Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil, the Green Party and Labour agreed to return the base rate from 2026 to 2029, meaning from next year there'll be a 15% rise in the tax for homeowners. Supporters of the move say it'll provide almost €16.5 million a year additional funding for housing, roads and vacant properties. But opponents say it's unfair on householders and that the council should instead pursue unpaid vacant site levies and developer contributions. All homeowners will see a change to their property taxes next year because of a revaluation of the property tax bands. Dunleary Rathdown County Council voted to keep its rate the same, but recent votes mean residents of Fingal, South Dublin and now Dublin City are set to see their property taxes rise in 2026.
The European Union has released details of another raft of sanctions to be imposed on Russia. It's the 18th package of penalties to be agreed by the EU, targeting Russia for its invasion of Ukraine. The latest sanctions are aimed at dealing further blows to Russia's oil and energy industry and are described as some of the strongest to be formulated against the country. The US State Department has announced that it does not support Israeli strikes on Syria and that it had made clear its displeasure about the attacks. 11 countries in the Middle East have issued a joint statement opposing Israel's interference in Syria. 2 days ago, Israel bombed the Syrian capital, Damascus, and yesterday it attacked the southern province of Ceuta. Israel resumed its attacks on Syria yesterday evening. Nearly 600 people in Ceuta are reported to have been killed in sectarian clashes since Sunday. The US State Department spokeswoman, Tammy Bruce, called for de-escalation.
The United States unequivocally condemns the violence. The United States did not support recent Israeli strikes. We are engaging diplomatically with Israel and Syria at the highest levels, both to address the present crisis and reach a lasting agreement between the two sovereign states.
The US President Donald Trump has ordered his Attorney General to release court documents relating to the investigation into the convicted paedophile Jeffrey Epstein, subject to court approval. Mr. Trump is facing criticism about his handling of the issue, including from his own supporters, who are not happy with his decision not to release additional files. Mr. Trump has threatened to sue the Wall Street Journal after it published a story about a letter allegedly written by Mr. Trump to Mr. Epstein. The College of Psychiatrists of Ireland has said it beggars belief that products containing a man-made drug known as HHC, which has caused serious mental health issues in some people, are still available to buy without restrictions in this country. HHC is contained in some vaping and food products. It comes as a new study on HHC found it was the second most common drug after cannabis involved in patients presenting with psychosis at University Hospital Galway between May 2023 and December 2024. Aisling Kenny reports.
Hexahydrocannabinol produces similar effects to the natural ingredient in cannabis, THC, which causes the drug's high. This study, published by Cambridge University Press on behalf of the College of Psychiatrists of Ireland, examined 214 admissions for psychotic illness to University Hospital Galway from May 2023 to December 2024. The researchers found that 28 of the admissions were preceded by self-reported use of HHC. HHC was the second most used substance in the admissions, with cannabis being the most used. In a statement, the College of Psychiatrists of Ireland said HHC has done major damage to the mental health of many people in just a few years, and it said the legislative framework existed for the government to ban it. It again called on the government to act urgently and to do so before more people and their loved ones are negatively impacted.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Get ahead with Grant's most innovative heat pump, the Arona R290. Home heating for the next generation. Visit grant.ie.
It'll be generally cloudy this morning with patchy light rain or drizzle. It'll gradually brighten up with sunny spells, but scattered showers also. The showers will become isolated this evening. Highest temperatures will range from 17 to 21 degrees.